The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. Till I die, I will trust in you. Ooh. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everlasting. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. We will remain confident in this. We will see the goodness of the Lord. We will remain confident in this. Will we see the goodness of the Lord? Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. God our Savior. God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God our Savior. God our Healer. God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. God our Savior, God our Healer, God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God our Savior, God our Healer. God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God. God our Savior. God our Healer. God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God our Savior. God our Healer. God our Deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship to our God. Every praise is to our God. Host, are you there?
I am here, Psalmist Keisha. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that time of worship, Psalmist Keisha. And thank you, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting us this morning as we opened up. And I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas. This call is all about the Master, and on October 25th, 2010, our amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Procola Roberts, said yes to the Masters and founded the Master's Call. And we know that this call was founded on the scripture reference of Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website, and that website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And there, all of the messages have been archived and recorded since the beginning of the call, and our speakers' bios are there. There you can also find this year's theme, which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all that he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word to share for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. Friday, we host your prayer request and praise report live in the second half of the call. We were brought together by a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established over 33 years ago by the Des De Leon family, which is now known as Artist Life. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, which is held by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist Life each Monday through Friday, and they give us the vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, access code 294-617-pound. If you need the bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. We are entering day 11 for those of you who are continuing on with us of the fast, and we are to pray for the vision to manifest more in our businesses. An appointment with Artist Life will change your life. Pray for strategies to to prospect and recruit new positive people. Pray over your individual goals and dreams. Then make sure to write the vision down and make it plain. Commit it to prayer and to be released and activate in the atmosphere. Habakkuk 2:2-4. That is what we are praying for today. We are also in the midst of getting ready to celebrate our anniversary week, which is coming up next week. We are going to have 5 amazing days of celebration with our week kicking off on Monday with Mr. Les Brown on Tuesday, Dr. Lanika Scott on Wednesday. We will have Apostle Pam Vanette on Thursday. We will have Apostle Melissa Brown, and on Friday we will have Pastor Brenda Todd. So we are going to have amazing celebration week next week. Now I'm going to ask Minister Keisha to come up and give us her moment of glory.
Can you hear me, Prophet Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear.
God bless you. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody, this morning. I just want to give honor where honor is due. lifting up the mighty name of Jesus for this anointed gathering place, the master call, where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on through word, worship, praise, and prayer. I had joined artists back in the spring of 2018, and after being on those calls weekly and for months, I finally heard one day in the announcement about the master's call, and it was something said about prayer, and I said to myself, I got to check this out. So I had started calling in for weeks at a time, and I would be the first person on, and how I know that because I would be met by the music, but I would be the first person coming on. Then when they start greeting, I would share my name and, you know, share where I was from. And then one day, Dr. Pakola had got on and said during the greeting part that she was giving away a free trip, and the person that won was me. So I'm thinking, wow, here it is. I'm calling in on a prayer call where they bring in the word and worship, and I win a trip. How good can that be? So I thank God for that. But that particular free trip got me and five of my members to Extravaganza 2019 in Las Vegas. And after I had won that trip, it was shortly after that I had joined the TMC family. And I'm so glad I did. When I came in, they welcomed me. I was a new kid on the block, and just getting on the staff meetings and just hearing the compassion and the care that this TMC family had for others, for artist life and for other people not a part of artist life, you know, that really blew my heart. You know, and I thank God, you know, just even for the prayer list, the list was loaded with names of individuals and families, and the TMC family would just pray and pray and pray for people they knew and not knew, you know. And I can say for myself, my whole family is on this loaded list, this prayer list. And, you know, ones that's just standing in the need of prayer. And I thank God that for the, you know, just being behind the scenes and just observing this team, how they quickly respond when requests is made by individuals and coming through, you know. And you can't tell me this is not a kingdom place, a kingdom, a family that does the work of the kingdom, that's advancing the kingdom. And I just thank God for my TMC family, just interceding and praying. You know, I gave my grandmother's name maybe a year or so ago, and I'm still hearing to this day her name being called out for prayer, so I truly appreciate that. But my family had a situation at the beginning of this year of 2022, and it was one Sunday after church, me, my husband, and my aunt decided to go out to eat after church. And, you know, we're eating, and as we're eating, my husband wound up getting sick. And, you know, he was kind of almost like he was checking out, you know, and I began to pray, and I'm having him, you know, speak, and he's slowly but speaking the word of God, but I kept doing that to the ambulance that got there, and they had to take him out by ambulance and rush him over to the hospital, and his blood pressure had dropped really, really low. But, I mean, I was just, you know, I was outdone by this, and I can tell you, I can only not only say TMC, but my team Trinity Plus One family also, you know, stood with me with this. You know, I had everyone calling me, sending me messages, you know, checking in on my husband. But it was this one particular day I was in my car, and I had just had got to the hospital, and I was going up, and they were kind of had restrictions due to COVID. So at this time, they weren't allowing me to stay. They eventually did, but this particular day, and I just was overwhelmed with the emotions. And you know, the word of God says when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than us. But then it also says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And this particular call, I don't know if I called Minister Brenda or if she called me, but I was in my car, heart was overwhelmed, and she wound up asking me the question, how are you? And when she asked me how was us, I mean, the oceans of tears begin to flow, because I was so overwhelmed and, you know, just calling people, calling, praying for him. But when she asked about me, that was a special place. And she told me, she said, get it out. Just cry, let it go. And I'm saying to myself, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm crying on this lady. But she was so gentle and kind in that moment. And that's what you get from everybody that's connected with the TMC family. And I'm so glad to be a part of this anointed part of the kingdom of God. And I just want to say happy 12 years to you, TMC. I celebrate you and I celebrate with you, and just praying that God grant you many times, many more fruitful years in this service. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Minister Keisha, for your moment of glory.
We are now going to go on with the call. I'm going to introduce our amazing speaker who is going to come forth. Our mouthpiece with the message this morning is none other than our very own Minister Ruth. Minister Ruth was born in San Bernardino, California, and raised in Inglewood. She got her undergraduate degree in business and an MBA from Shorter College. She is the mother of two adult children, and she is a woman after God's own heart. After I pray, the next voice you will hear is none other than Minister Ruth. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this time where we come together to hear a word straight from your throne room. Father, we ask that you pour out blessings on Minister Ruth as she pours out her virtue from the words that you have given her unto us. Lord, be a hedge of protection around her. Father God, her heart and mind, Father, you know exactly what she needs in this moment to give us, Lord. So we thank you that you've already poured it into her. Father, continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and around our two amazing co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Lord, we give it all to you. We surrender it, and we thank you for this. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Minister Ruth, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Minister Prophet Kai. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Bless you, my sister. Just want to thank our Creator for giving me the opportunity to come before everyone today to give an encouraging message. Also want to thank our two fearless, outstanding, supportive co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. Also want to thank our leadership team for your continued support, all my family and friends. I'm just excited today, yet my heart is heavy, but I am still pressing through and excited today to bring you a message titled Experiencing and Navigating the Process of Grief When We Lose a Loved One or Hear About Grief or Loss. Where do we turn? How do we navigate? So before I start my message, I want to encourage all the individuals that are participating in the fast and that will continue to participate in the fast. So looking at my devotional, 360 devotions, trusting in the Lord, when you fast, and this comes from Matthew 6:17-18, when you fast, comb your hair, wash your face, then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Heavenly Father who knows all what you do in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. Also, fasting is letting go of all things that is seen and temporal. Fasting helps express, deepen, confirm the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, even ourselves, to attain what we seek from the kingdom of our Lord. That comes from Andrew Murphy. Bless your name, Lord. So I remember on or about 1974, I was, of course, a small child then, my first experience of a death of a family member. My father's oldest sister, by the way, all of his sisters have passed now, but his oldest sister, our Aunt Annie, and she was one of those aunts that everyone loved. She was walking home one night, and she was struck by a car, and she passed from her injuries. Both of her sons, Robert and Clarence, ran to her side because it was right across the street from their house, and unfortunately had to experience their mother take her last breath. And by the way, I'm extremely close to my cousin Robert, who is my father's nephew. And thankfully, although he has a disease right now of Parkinson's, he is still an elder. He is still holding on to his faith. He is still a family man. He still presses through the loss of his beloved mother. They were extremely close. And he is in his mid-70s, and the Lord, I've witnessed his life be miraculously protected and covered with his faith. So my intent and my message is for the believer, and we can't leave out the non-believer. Everyone does not process grief in the same way. And as believers, we can't look upon others who may or not believe and expect them to process the faith the way we may process the faith. We're human as well. We can't put on a mask and pretend like things don't affect us when they do. In 1976, my brother Mac, who had a neurological disease and was considered mentally ill or mentally physically handicapped, got pneumonia and passed away in 1976. Now, this was 2 years after experiencing the first loss with my aunt, and my brother and I were very close. And he actually got sick in the home, and he passed away in the home. Of course, at the time, being so young, we didn't realize he was passing away, but he went unconscious there in the floor while my mother tried to assist him. Oftentimes, we're just not equipped to handle the different things that come up in life, and we need the help of others, of professionals, of medical professionals, of friends, of pastors, of ministers, our coworkers. We all must pull together, and the Lord will provide us the community and the resource. The help is there. The help is there when we experience grief. And then in 1979, my mom became sick, stayed in the hospital for 9 months, and eventually passed away. So that caused me to become mute for about a week. I seriously could not navigate through that, and I still shake a little bit just thinking about it now. Our trauma is real. You know, oftentimes we make decisions out of trauma, grief and things that are devastating occur in our life, but we must press through. And as the believer, I'll be giving several scriptures for us to reference, because we can truly stand on those scriptures, and we've seen in our life how the words of our Creator have truly sustained us and provided healing and growth. But for the non-believer, even if some of the scriptures you don't understand, or you're so consumed with the grief right now, you may even be angry at individuals and even angry at our Creator. Grief is a natural process, and everyone navigates in a different way. I experienced several other losses in the family. You know, we all pray for long life. We all want to live, but two things are most certain. We are surely born into this world, and we will surely die and leave this world. What we do in between all that would be our purpose of life in building our legacy and making our life count. Now, looking at from BibleTools.com, it states, nothing in life can compare us for death of a loved one. Now, we'll stop here and say, as the believer, and as hard as it is to wrap your mind around this, we are given everything we need. We are provided with the preparation, even if our eyes are so filled with tears, our heart is aching, we don't understand, we wonder why, we question how can someone do what they did and end someone's life, a life that you didn't give breath to, a life that you didn't create, a life that you didn't know and love. How was it so easily and wanton and carelessly taken away? Whether it was the death that came from an accident or sudden illness or a murder in the streets, my Lord, help us press through these trying times. So this isn't a message to stir up the trauma in your life. This is truly a message to encourage you, a message to let you know there is hope, a message to activate the gift that is within you from our Heavenly Father to affect change. What are you doing in your family? How are you raising your children and your grandchildren? We can always be a better parent. Even myself at 56, of course, I will always be a parent to Ian and Jalen, my two adult children who I love dearly, whom I will lay down my life for, and they will do the same for me. However, we have to train them up to navigate in this world. We are responsible for them, especially when they're younger. It's difficult, and you can never stop being a good parent. You can never stop learning. I always say if you stop learning, you stop growing. Let's quickly grab some scripture because we need some help. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. John 16:22. Bear with me 1 second. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice. No one will take your joy away. So I encourage the believer, we know that to be true. And for the non-believer, because we can't leave out individuals that may not believe in the creator of everything. We have to consider them and lovingly wrap our arms around them and encourage them, not judge, not beat them over the head with the Bible. Go beyond the four walls of the church and impact change in your community. Pardon me. Help me press through, Lord. Go and teach a young person how to read. Go and find an elderly man, elderly woman that by chance never learned how to read. My father, who will be 95 at the end of this month, stopped to share crop, pick cotton, and drive a tractor in the fourth grade. He never learned how to read. He used to sign his name with an X until my mother taught him, who was a school teacher, how to read. I take you to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him, through the Lord, through our creator, who strengthens me, the Most High, the way maker, the promise keeper, our great restorer, our healer. Revelation 21:4. And we stay away from Revelation, but I invite you to take a walk through Revelation. Your life will be changed. He will wipe away, the Lord will wipe away every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning, crying or pain. Oh, a shout of hallelujah goes right there. For an old order of things has passed away. Romans 8:18, I always say Romans will deliver your soul. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I know it's hard now, my brother, my sister, my child, my young person, my college student that is experiencing a loss. And don't forget about those who have lost individuals maybe in the past. That hurt is still there from the loss of the father, from the loss of their mother, their friend, their classmate, their coworker, through COVID, through 9/11, through sickness, through murder in the streets. What are we doing to change? We can't just say, oh, that happens over there, and I'll wrap this up soon, but I will come back to continue this series because we must learn how to navigate through death. And we just can't hear about a tragic loss, especially the killing. And I have to lean on my people because right now we have been affected, we are affected, and until we impact a serious change beyond the four walls of the church, let's go back to those pastors to where we used to meet in their churches to come up with solutions. And the brothers would stand before us with the mighty sword in their hand of our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer and say no more and protect the women and the children. This isn't an indictment on the men or the women, but this is a call, a fervent call to action. This isn't me talking, so y'all don't kick the messenger. A call to action. We have to change. We have to do something different. We've been equipped. We must not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. Change our mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what the Lord's will is. His good and pleasing will perfect and his perfect will. That's Romans 12:2. So as I wrap up this message, but not this series, I want to encourage each and every one today, every mother, every father, every grandchild, every big sister, every cousin, every aunt, every community leader, every pastor, every person who claims to care about human life. Please develop a plan to help people in your community. Yes, we are praying, we're fasting, because some things will not break until we pray and fast. But you have to implement action. You have to do something. And I challenge each and every one of you today, what will you do? Because grief is coming. Death is coming. But what about life? How will we celebrate life now while we're still here? How will we encourage others? What will we do to not just look at a situation and say, oh, that's those people over there. All they do is rob, kill, and steal. No. Have empathy. Have mercy. Pray, but do something to affect change. I yield the mic back to one of my prayer partners, Minister Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Minister Rue, for that word on grief and loss. I will be calling you back for our benediction. First, let us go to prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for the woman of God who just brought forth the word. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around her, Lord. Touch her heart and mind. Give her your peace, which passes all understanding. Comfort her, Lord. Just continue to hold her up in your presence, Father. Father, we thank you for our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we are thankful that you are doing the exceeding and the abundant more than they can hope or ask. We thank you for the hedge of protection around artist's life and the Des De Leon family. Lord, you know the grief that is going through the artist's life family and the TNC family. Father, touch each member, Lord, who is going through a time of bereavement. You know every name spoken and unspoken. Sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you continue to just be a hedge of protection around the TMC family and the Artist Life family, Lord, and we know that you will continue to just lead and guide us as we continue to seek your divine purpose, your divine wisdom, Lord, and we thank you for it, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, access code 294-617-POUND. Today is Testimonial Thursday. Again, next week we will be celebrating our 12th anniversary. We are looking forward to all of our special guests coming forward to speak to us. And we are just so excited about you being here. We will be continuing with today, again, day 11 of our fast. And we are just glad that you are going forward with us. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for being our psalmist this morning, and Brother Minister Darrell for greeting and seating us this morning. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Ruth, for that word on grief and loss. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, my sister. Give an honor and praise. The word tells us that ye who are spiritual will take care of the widows. That's the men and the women who have lost loved ones and orphans, the children of those who have lost loved ones. What are you doing today to take care of the widows and the orphans? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, be with us through our times of grief and loss. The Holy Spirit, our Lord, will comfort you. I'm here to encourage you. Do have a blessed and prosperous day.